As we're awaiting the impending arrival of a colleague, I'd like to jump to item number three. So, would you please read that?
From Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2013 Legislative Updates. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
May we hear from our esteemed intergovernmental relations expert.
What would you like to know? It's a free-for-all today.
All right. Updates from the so the legislature is still in session?
The legislature is in session until Thursday for the remainder of the year, and then we'll be back again in January. On Thursday, the Senate will take up the bill that was passed through the Assembly regarding allowing individuals who were going to potentially lose coverage for Badger care pending the implementation of certain provisions with the Affordable Care Act to grant them an extension. I think it's about 70-some thousand individuals through April so that they don't have to move into the exchange. But it is at the expense of individuals without children, about 80-some thousand, who will not be receiving health care coverage January 1st like they expected and will be pushed off until April. So that issue is moving through the legislature and will likely pass on Thursday. There's also a bill that we discussed previously, a pretty extensive bill regarding election changes that is up for hearing on Wednesday in the Senate. It already passed the Assembly. One of the provisions that is of interest to folks here is regarding the campaign contribution limits for it increases it from what it is currently for candidates at state and local offices. So that's kind of the general of what's happening this week. For other bills that are coming up that you may or may not want to consider, but just to give you an update, there is a new MATC bill that is being sponsored by Senator Grossman and Representative Sanfilippo. I think it was about 4 years ago now. There was a bill that changed the number of members and the appointment authorities for the MATC board. This bill would actually make changes to the current structure, which is, I believe there's 9 members of the MATC board. Some are appointed by the exec, some are appointed by the board. Of those 9 members, 5 of the members need to be an employer. The bill, what it would do is essentially say of 5 of those 9, under current law, 2 of those have to be someone who employs at least 15 employees. And of the 5, 2 of those have to be someone who employs at least 100. The change would suggest that the person has to, 2 of the individuals have to, that affects the 15 or smaller, have to manage the finances of an organization, business, or nonprofit, and 2 of the individuals who are affected by the 100 or more would have to not only manage but be involved in hiring. So it changes the requirements for those who are eligible to be appointed to the MATC board.
So this would add management, people with high-end management experience?
Right. So with 15 or more employees, someone who represents employer of 15 or more employees, they must prove that they've managed those employees. And for the 100 or 100 for at least 100 employees, those people who would be appointed would have to prove that they have experience in finances and hiring.
How does that does that look likely to see passage?
I am not sure at this time. I'm waiting for some communication back from folks in the Senate to find out whether or not this is something that they plan on moving quickly or not.
Very good.
But it is out there. So,
yeah.
And we apparently the county did. We did take a position opposed to the last go around of the MATC board changes. There is also a bill that has been introduced, which we were aware of, and I think we briefly touched on at one point, regarding the Clerks Association. The Clerks Association is supporting a bill that changes some of the provisions in the statutes and cleans up some of the statutes on sort of clerks' authorities and what clerks are responsible for doing. Many of the changes in the bills are actually cleaning up the statutes in regard to their things that our clerk already does, so those changes won't have any impact on Milwaukee County. However, there are a few provisions, such as allowing the clerk to appoint their own deputies, and allowing them to, for requiring that the county board within a certain number of days appoint an interim clerk if a clerk is no longer able to serve as clerk. There's also a provision in it that would change the structure of the election commission in Milwaukee County, and the executive, what is it called, the executive clerk. Under the bill, the executive clerk, which is currently the executive director of the election commission, would be transferred to the Milwaukee County clerk. Not to speak on behalf of our clerk, but it is my understanding in conversations with him that he obviously supports the provisions in the bill related to the clerk's changes, and he is neutral on the portion of the bill related to the election commission. However, to be clear, he has stated that he did not solicit or ask for that change, obviously.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for clarification on the election commission one. Is that to say that they're seeking to change the composition of the commission itself or just of those that serve and help the election commission?
Essentially, it would change the composition because the executive election commissioner would no longer be the director of the election commission. It would be the clerk. So it would eliminate the position of the election commissioner, director of the chief executive clerk, chief election officer. So it would eliminate that position and it wouldn't eliminate the position. The title would transfer to the clerk, the Milwaukee County clerk. The election commissioners under this draft of the bill would remain the same.
So in the past, when I've been at a meeting of the election commission, I'm remembering right, it was three individuals, and between the three of them, they voted for one to be essentially the chief. So you're saying that the three of them would then be on equal footing in the future, and it would be the clerk that would oversee almost as a chair?
They would no longer be able to select who the chief commissioner was. The default would be the clerk.
Thank you.
Supervisor Broderick.
I would assume this is aimed statewide rather than at Milwaukee County only?
No.
It is aimed at Milwaukee County.
This provision is specifically currently there are specific provisions that allow the city of Milwaukee and the county of Milwaukee to have an election commission. Under this bill, it does not eliminate the city's election commission chief. Essentially,
it seems to reinforce the current trend.
Yes.
Of focusing on Milwaukee County. I'm wondering, does this have any implications for voter suppression?
I cannot speak to the author's intent. I do know that in the clerk's meeting, the discussion was had that Milwaukee County should be like every other county.
Well, that seems to be the case where it serves the advantage of the dominant party. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. Obviously, every other county has the same number of people, the same economic engines, and everything else exactly as Milwaukee County does. So that makes rational sense.
The language does specify for counties with a population of, you know, over the 500, 750 threshold.
Supervisor Dmitrievich, welcome.
Yes, we're familiar with that language. thank you. So question, thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. And good morning, everybody. On the Election Commission's bill here, and I didn't hear the beginning of your discussion, does that already have a committee hearing? I know it has a bill number, but what is the time frame on that? I would imagine we'd want to have a thorough statewide discussion about this.
It's not scheduled for a committee hearing.
Okay.
And again, it's one of those discussions that we're having with legislators as to whether or not it is a priority in passage.
Okay, and I apologize for being tardy, but I think hopefully we mentioned to everyone here and those listening the time frame, and there's really a small window here. Ms. Kuhn, can you elaborate on that? Mm-hmm. And then the legislature is not in session for quite a while. So
the legislature will be out as of Thursday. They will come back after Martin Luther King Day. I think they're in 2 weeks in January, into February 2 weeks, and in March the beginning 2 weeks, and then they're out until next January. Essentially for regular legislation to go through that needs to be passed by mid-March.
Okay.
And that will be, it won't be technically the end of the session, the two-year session, but the legislation period will be, for passage for legislation, will be over. Now, it is always possible that they could come back after the elections and come in, as we've seen in the past, but.
Okay, and then, Mr. Chairman, my other question is, and I don't know how we're handling this now with the new setup with our government affairs department, but do we have a county position on this bill? Or is there a county executive position? Mr. Peterson, I guess and I know you all are working together and talking. Just wondering where if the county executive has put a position in on this bill, on the election commission. Not yet. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Kuhn. Madam Clerk, would you please call item one?
I think I have a couple other things that you may want.
My apologies.
I can stop, though.
Well,
we can talk later.
Question notes?
There is a bill that is supported by some of our officers here in Milwaukee County that is circulating and is introduced already. Regarding the sort of scams that are going on in regard to companies coming in and asking individuals to pay a fee to get a copy of their deed for their home. So there's a bill in the legislature that's going to hopefully move forward that suggests that there be some identifying information as well as a limit on the amount that can be charged from a company that is not a government entity from individuals, particularly on documents that they can obtain from governmental entities. So it reduces the amount they can charge. It also highlights and requires them to highlight when they're sending the solicitation that they are not a government entity, so that individuals hopefully have a better way of recognizing that these are scams, because the county obviously could present the deed for a nominal fee. I think we charge $3 or something, whereas they're charging up to $60 for a copy of an individual's deed and trying to make money off of it. It's not illegal for them to do that. However, they're trying to make changes so it's a little bit more apparent for an individual who's getting a solicitation that they do not have to actually purchase it at that fee. So that's one that you may want to consider. We had talked before about the allowing counties to access the Medicaid funds that were turned down by the state, and there's a bill that the deadline is in January, but will be likely introduced in January that would allow counties to access request a waiver to access those funds directly instead of through the state.
Can I speak on that? Excuse me.
Thank
you so much. Just wanted to mention and remind the committee and those listening too, I'm going off memory here, but I think it was maybe 5 or 6 meetings ago that the county board actually adopted a position on this.
Supervisor Bowen.
Yes. So we do have a position in support of that. So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that we were amongst maybe 20 or 30 other counties that has a similar position, but we here in Milwaukee County have an adopted position on that. So, thank you.
Supervisor?
There's a bill that I think I mentioned briefly the last time we talked about the medical examiner, Representative Amy Suverwink, and others have worked on sort of just updates and changes to the medical examiner over a number of years. She has introduced a new version of some previous work, but there are many changes in it. Having several conversations with the medical examiner here in Milwaukee County, there's some current concerns with this. However, obviously the bill hasn't moved quickly through the legislature in previous years, and I don't know whether or not it's likely to do that again, but our medical examiner is obviously open to working with the authors of the bill to address some of the concerns regarding training and other items that are in that provision. And lastly, we've been working, the county exec, the county board staff, and county board chair, and our federal lobbyists have been working at the federal level on some airport issue, a couple of airport issues, and in the budget the budget deal slash whatever you want to call it, deficit reduction, I don't know, that was passed by the House, which will likely go to the Senate shortly, and hopefully on this provision pass, relates to earlier in June and July, TSA has decided that they were no longer going to pay for staff who, TSA agents who staff the exit lanes in the airports. It's not a huge amount, but I think it amounted to about $300,000 to $400,000 for Milwaukee County Airport, which obviously every dollar matters. And we've been working on that issue in addition to funding for the county airport through different means. In the budget provision that passed the House, the staffing dollars from TSA and from the federal government are back in. So Milwaukee County will not, if this passes, Milwaukee County will be relieved of having to pick up that cost. I mean, it would have been an underfunded mandate because there's a certain number of TSA agents who are required to staff the exit lanes. So that is back in, and there was also an increase in the passenger fee, which helps to fund some of the airport operations. That was also increased in this budget provision. So ideally for those reasons, on the airport side of things, that will hopefully have a positive impact on Milwaukee County Airport.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your feedback on that. TSA, it's a whole, we have a whole committee on that itself. So thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Madam Clerk, item